Blog Talk Radio.
Username and or password is incorrect. And that's why I called in.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Hold on, I didn't change anything. Let me see here. Yeah, your user account and everything should still be the same, so I don't know why it would be telling you that.
I don't leave it up, but that's what it's saying.
Did you try to type your password in, or did you do it from something that was saved?
No, I ain't trying to type it in. That was I saved it, and it should have been saved. But it just what it keeps saying.
Let me see if it's telling Sister Mary that. And Sister Rachel, how are you?
Shalom. I'm blessed.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Do you have a computer, Sister Rachel, at home?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I'm going to try to get you to come to actually register on the site and come on the site as well. It's just a better experience.
It is a better experience? Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, we won't do it tonight. I won't worry about it tonight, but, you know, in the future. So sometime if you can get with me.
Okay.
Okay. Sister Denise, try it again. I'll try to reset your password.
Okay.
Text me what your password was.
I don't even remember. I don't even remember what it was.
Yeah, I probably have to go back and look through our. I think I texted it to you, didn't I?
Let me see.
And we still got a few people trying to come on, so we're going to give them a little bit of time to do that. Hold on just a second. Just a second, Sister Lorraine. Let me see what room you're in. Yes, you're in the right room, Sister Lorraine. Let me see what's going on with Sister Mary. See if she's got the same problem Sister Denise has.
No, I don't see it.
Okay, let me see if I can find it here. If not, we'll just reset it. I'll be sending out so many texts.
I know. Let me try to find it again.
Yeah, I got it. I'll text it to you.
Okay. So should I hang up or no?
You can hang up after you get in.
Okay.
Is now in the conference.
All right. Hello, LaGracia. Sister LaGracia, how are you? I hope you're able to hear us.
Are you talking to me?
There's somebody that dialed in on the call-in number, and I was talking with them. Yeah, Sister Mary, she got in.
Hey. I'm gonna get this. There you go.
All right, we're going to give everybody a couple more minutes.
In the capital I.
The L is yes. Just as I sent it to you.
Okay.
Hello.
Boom, Sister Mary.
I got lost up there.
Yeah, you're in.
Oh, okay. Hello, Sister Lorraine.
Hello, Sister Mary.
It's still saying the same thing.
I didn't hear.
No, they're telling you log in incorrect or incorrect password.
Uh-huh.
And I take it nobody else had a problem getting onto the site then. Because you got in. So let me reset your password.
Okay.
D. Harris. I might as well change your name to Denise while I'm at it. Okay, try it again, Sister Denise.
The same one?
Yeah, same password. And I'm going to think something happened on your machine, because weren't we on here last night?
Yeah.
I haven't done anything, so.
Yeah, we were and it's saying the same thing. So I'll just stay on the phone with tonight, and we'll fix it later. Because I want to, you know, hold up the class.
All right, amen. We can do that. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get started then. I want to greet everybody tonight and say this is the beginning of month service for July. And for those people who are new to this, we greet you in the master's name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. And I think that they've actually fallen out as well. So give me a hot second to find out what happened for them, if they just didn't hear or what. It's amazing how stuff works. And then interesting. Okay. All right. We're going to go ahead and proceed. I'll have to work on this separately at a different time. Tested this stuff out earlier today, and it was working fine. Now people are saying that it's not working. And this is the new moon service for July. And okay, let me all right, so as we are commanded to keep the new moon, we are going to do it. This is the 28th of June, but it is the July new moon and or beginning of month for July, according to the Hebrew calendar. And we want to be faithful to the Most High. I look forward to this service every month, even though it kind of snuck up on me this month. You know, I've been telling everybody that it was coming up, but then I was actually prepared to teach starting over in the newcomers class and teaching the first lesson because we are finished all of those lessons. And then this time I wanted to go through and actually add tests so that after each lesson there is a test and then we'll give our certificates at the end of the next class. But we are here tonight to celebrate the Most High's new moon. And Samiri, I'm going to ask you to be the official responder for the people today.
Okay.
And so we're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to start with our statement of faith. Let me pull that up. Let me put it over here where I can see it. All right. Our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. See, there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham according to Galatians chapter 3. Verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise on today. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. We just thank you for the previous month, Father, for keeping us safe. We thank you for the month coming up. And we know that you are going to continue to bless us today, Father. And we just glorify you on today and thank you for all that you have done and all that you're going to do. For you are our Elohim. And we just thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Thank you. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. All right. We're going to, excuse me for just a second because this is kind of bothering me, how does stuff work earlier and not working now. Give me a hot second. Let me check one thing. Yeah, I think I know what's going on, but I'll have to wait. I started uploading some music files, and I think that that's interfering. I'll see. I'll wait for that to finish. Anyway, we're going to continue here. As we know, what you should have for this particular service at your house is grapefruit juice, some type of unleavened bread, and a meal that we share together, you know, as a group. A lot of us are not attending any brick and mortar building. And so this is our way of having communion and celebrating the Most High, being together as one group, fellowshipping, besides just, you know, having lessons and those types of things. So we are commanded to keep this day. And so I'm going to open it up with the opening prayer. And then Sister Mary will be the responder, official responder for everyone. And if you are listening on the phone, then, you know, go ahead and mute your mic, mute your end, and, you know, you can respond on your end, but you will be, we're going to do it with a single responder. That way it is just more, less confusing, I'll put it that way, more orchestrated and unified. Okay, so our opening prayer. We celebrate the festival of the new moon as appointed with Yah, Elohim, and he has, as he has commanded us. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, Elohim of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. Our Father, we fervently call upon you. You are the great and mighty one, Most High Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh, the eternal one, Elohim of hosts. You are merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and keeping covenant forever with those who fear your name and keep your commandments. You made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. You are powerful to save, and you bestow gracious favors to your people in love. You are holy, and your name is holy. And we separate ourselves this night to come before you to honor, revere, and praise your holy name. And Sister Mary, repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
And Yah of Yah.
And Yah of Yah.
The Holy One of Israel.
The Holy One of Israel.
You have called us to this appointed time to offer unto you sacrifice and offering, and to rejoice before you in the salvation of our souls, which you have provided through Yeshua, our Messiah. You have given us the beginning of month as a season of making amends and of atonement for sin and renewal of our consecration and offering an acceptable sacrifice of our lives to you upon your altar. And Sister Mary, blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who has kept us.
Who has kept us.
And sustained us.
And sustained us.
And enabled us to keep this appointed time with you.
And enabled us to keep this appointed time with you.
Accept us, your people, we pray, and let our prayers come before you, and may you, let me start over here. Accept us, your people, we pray, and let our prayers come before you, and may our worship be acceptable in your presence. We ask that you would restore your holy sanctuary upon the earth and dwell with us once more in your glory. May we have the blessings of beholding your return to Zion when you will restore your divine glory upon her. And Sister Mary, we bless and praise you.
We bless and praise
you. For your eternal counsel.
For your eternal counsel.
When you will have compassion upon your people.
When you will have compassion upon your people.
And restore your glory once again.
And restore your glory once again.
Upon Zion.
Upon Zion.
And your kingdom shall be exalted over all.
And your kingdom shall be exalted over all.
The book of Psalms, chapter 81. The book of Psalms, chapter 81, verses 1 through 5. To the chief musician upon the disc, a psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud unto Elohim our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the Elohim of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, and the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon and in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the Elohim of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. Also in the day of your gladness, in the appointed feast, and at the beginning of your month, you shall blow the shofar over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifice of your peace offerings, and they shall be a memorial for you forever. They shall be a memorial for you before your Elohim. I am Yah your Elohim. That's Numbers 10 and 10. And typically, if we were together in a building and we would all gather outside, and as the sun was setting, we would wait for the first three stars to come up, okay, or because the new moon, the moon itself may not show itself till later, okay. So, Sister Mary, repeat after me. Blessed are the people.
Blessed are the people.
That know the sound of the shofar.
That knows the sound of the shofar.
And we will now have the blowing of the shofar.
Shema, Shema.
Lighting of the menorah to separate Rosh Chodesh, the new moon, from the rest of the month. We light the seven branches of the menorah as a representation of the fullness of the Shekinah glory in the seven spirits of Elohim which illuminate the new Jerusalem. We come before you, Almighty Elohim, this night thanking you that all the fullness of the Elohimhead, or the Godhead, dwells in Yeshua, our Messiah, and in him is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And we are believing tonight that as we light the menorah, that you would impart to us an increasing measure of your spirit to shine in our hearts and to fill these earthen vessels of ours with your glory so that the illumination of your presence will be manifest through us. The book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 3. In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge? Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Colossians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. And you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in the putting off of the body of sin, of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of Elohim, who has raised him from the dead. Colossians chapter 1, verses 27 through 29. To whom Elohim would make known what is the riches of his glory what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Yeshua, or HaMashiach, in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man a perfect in Yeshua HaMashiach. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. We ask that you would impart unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Yeshua, so that the eyes of our understanding might be enlightened to know what is the hope of his calling, and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in us, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, so that we might be strengthened with might through his spirit in our inner man, that Messiah may dwell in our hearts through faith, and that we might comprehend and really experience the love of Messiah which passes knowledge, and be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 17. That the Elohim of our Master Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us word who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 through 19. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Messiah may dwell in your heart by faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Mashiach, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. We invoke the blessing of each of the seven spirits of Elohim from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 and 2, upon those present, lighting each corresponding candle as the people by faith receive the blessing. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the spirit of Yah shall rest upon him, and the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge, and the fear of Yah. And let me get my lighter here. Okay. And as we go forward, and you will repeat after me for the people, Sister Mary. Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of Yah? And Sister Mary, if you will repeat, we receive the spirit of Yah.
We receive the spirit of Yah.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of wisdom? And Sister Mary, if you would repeat, we receive the spirit of wisdom.
We receive the spirit of wisdom.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of understanding? And, Sister Mary, we receive the spirit of understanding.
We receive the spirit of understanding.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of counsel? And, Sister Mary, we receive the spirit of counsel.
We receive the spirit of counsel.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of might? And, Sister Mary, we receive the spirit of might.
We receive the spirit of might.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of knowledge? And, Sister Mary, we receive the spirit of knowledge.
Spirit of knowledge.
And would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of the fear of Yah, Elohim? and you respond for the people. We receive the spirit of the fear of Yah.
We receive the spirit of the fear of Yah.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 45. And it shall come, and it shall be that the prince's part to give burnt offerings and meat offerings and drink offerings in the feast and in the new moon and in the Sabbath and in all solemnities of the house of Israel. He shall prepare the sin offering and the meat offering and the burnt offering and the peace offering to make reconciliation for the house of Israel. Thus saith Yah in Ezekiel chapter 46, starting in verse 1. Thus saith Yah Elohim, the gate of the inner court that looks toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be open, and in the day of the new moon it shall be open. And the prince shall enter by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate. And the priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offering, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then shall he go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until evening. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of the gate before Yah in the Sabbath and in the new moon. And the burnt offerings and the prince shall offer unto Yah in the Sabbath day shall be 6 lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish. And a meat offering shall be an ephah for a ram, and the meat offering for the lamb that he shall be able to give, as he shall be able to give, and a hin of oil for an ephah. And in the day of the new moon, it shall be a young bullock without blemish, and 6 lambs and a ram. They shall be without blemish. The book of Isaiah, chapter 66 and verse 22 through 24. For as the new heavens and the new earth which I shall make shall remain before me, saith Yah, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yah. And you shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. Sanctification of the coming month. May it be your will, Yah our Elohim, and Elohim of our fathers, that we begin this month with the pardoning of sin and with the forgiveness of iniquity. Bless and sanctify this new month to us and to all your people with joy and with gladness, with blessing and provision for all our needs in peace and in prosperity. Unite our hearts to fear your name, so that we will keep your commandments and walk in the path of your righteousness for your honor and to receive your blessing. We long for the day when the Torah will go forth from Zion to all nations, when darkness will flee away, and when the saints of the Most High will possess the kingdom, when you will destroy those who destroy the earth, when wars will forever cease, when justice and righteousness will fill the earth, as the oceans cover the earth, and will Yah be our king over all the earth, and his name one, and let all of us say, Amen.
Yes.
And if you will repeat for the people, we express our gratitude to you.
We express our gratitude to you.
Creator of the universe.
Creator of the universe.
For the renewal of our lives.
For the renewal of our lives.
And the hope we have in you.
And the hope that we have in you.
For the coming month.
For the coming month.
Blessed are you.
Blessed are you.
Who sanctifies your people Israel.
Sanctifies your people Israel.
In the beginning of the month.
In the beginning of the month.
If there are any of us that have petitions that we would like to set before the Most High, I have one that the Most High would bless us in this coming month, that he would help us to have favor in the forming of the corporation for Yeshurun Farms, and that he would give us favor in all that we have to do in that endeavor, and that he will bless each and every person who is holding an office to fulfill their duties to the best of their abilities and with his blessing. Amen. Oh, yeah, and you're gonna repeat this for the people. Oh, yeah, our Elohim.
Oh, yeah, our Elohim.
We call upon you this day to hear our prayer for forgiveness.
We call upon you this day to hear our prayer for forgiveness.
And for all our shortcomings.
And for all our shortcomings.
For all our transgressions.
For all our transgressions.
And for all our sins.
For
your holy name's sake.
For your holy name's sake.
And for Zion's sake.
And for Zion's sake.
And for your people.
And for your people.
And for all mankind.
And for all mankind.
We turn to you and seek your compassion.
We turn to you and seek your compassion.
And your mercy.
And your mercy.
Yahweh, our rock.
Yahweh, our rock.
And our Redeemer.
And our Redeemer.
Hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer.
O Yah Elohim of our fathers and our Elohim, we ask that in this coming month that you would give us what we need spiritually to grow into your likeness, that you would give us what we need emotionally to walk in your ways, that you would give us what we need mentally to be conscious of you and your word at all times, that you would give us what we need financially, that we would have sufficient for ourselves and can bless others, that you would give us what we need physically so that we can serve you faithfully and glorify you in all that we do. And let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise, even right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. We just thank you for this new month. We glorify you, Father. We magnify you. We thank you for everything, Father. We just thank you. I just want to thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 You are our Redeemer and our Provider, Father. All that we need, you make sure that we have it. And we just glorify you on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. If anybody has a new bottle that they need to bless, if you're going to bless the whole bottle, then now would be the time for you to take it, the grape juice. And as I said before, I'm not recommending wine anymore because I understand what fermented wine actually represents in the scriptures, and I don't think that it represents Messiah, but that it doesn't represent something good. So it's the pure grape, the fruit of the vine that we want to use in this. And so if you will take that bottle in your left hand and put your right hand over it, we will bless the entire bottle at one time. Remember that once you bless that bottle, if that's what you're going to do, that particular bottle is now holy, it is consecrated, and it's not to be used for common consumption, because people, you know, not realizing, will take it and consume it as though not discerning that it now represents the blood of Messiah. It is holy. So make sure that you write on the bottle, or make sure that those that are in your household, that they know that the bottle is consecrated, and they're not to just drink out of it just to be, you know, because they're thirsty or they want some of that particular grape juice. If that's the case, then you need to give them a different bottle. Same way with if it's wine that you're using, if you happen to be using wine, but I say, you know, let's not use wine because really wine stands for, fermented wine stands for corruptness. Wine gets you what, drunk, and will cause you to forget the law of the Most High. And so I don't think that the blood of Messiah represents that. And so the pure fruit of the vine, grape juice, is what I'm recommending that you use. So let us bless the wine. Yah is the incomprehensible one. Before the beginning of the creative process, he was and ever shall be our Heavenly Father. And the great Creator chose to emerge from the dwelling in the unapproachable light of eternity and revealed himself through his creation. His manifestation of light into the world. For it is Elohim who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of Elohim in the face of Yeshua, our Messiah. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of Elohim and not of us. That is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. With your right hand over the bottle, Father Yah, we bless this wine in the consecration that it represents the blood of Messiah, Father, and we set it apart as being special. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name we pray. Amen. Now, if you would take your grape juice and all of you go ahead and get the bread, the unleavened bread, the wafer, whatever it is that you're using, and take out such as you're going to consume, break off such as you're going to consume for this communion. And we will just bless whatever part we have broken off. And I'm going to go down and come back up because it's kind of out of order. And if you will take the bread, let's go ahead and pour the grape juice into whatever cup you're using. At this time, we'll come back to it. It'll already be poured. And we're going to do the bread first, the body. I need to make myself a note to change this order on here. He has, in these last days, spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. That's Hebrews chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. For it was fitting for him, of whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of our salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctified and those who are being sanctified are both one in which, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. So let us take the bread and let us put it in our left hand. And actually, I didn't put it in this document. That's a long document. Hold on a minute. Let me get these verses. We're going to go to, I'll just say it out of memory. So the bread in your left hand, put your right hand over it. And he took the bread and he broke it. And he said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Take. Eat ye all of it in the remembrance of me. You may now take the bread and eat it. Father, hallelujah. And Sister Mary, when you are finished chewing on your bread?
Yes.
You will repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who resurrects bread from the earth.
Who resurrects bread from the earth.
And blessed are you, Yah, for sanctifying us, your people.
And blessed are you, Yah, for sanctifying us, your people.
In the renewal of our lives this month.
In the renewal of our lives.
Right, amen. Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. And thank him for his body. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Messiah, for going to the cross and for sacrificing yourself and for being obedient, for paying a price for us that we couldn't pay for ourselves, Father. We just thank you even right now. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Take the wine in your left hand now, or your right hand, or take it in your left hand. And place your right hand over it. Yeshua said, I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. And he took the cup and he lifted it. And he said, this is the blood of my body of the New Testament. Take it. Drink ye all of it. You may now drink. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. And Sister Mary, if you will repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe.
Of the universe.
Who creates the fruit of the vine. Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for the blood. Thank you for redemption. Thank you, hallelujah, for just saving a wretch like me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. For those of you who are going to be participating in the meal with us, you may now go get your meal and come back and we will bless you. Amen.
Yeah.
I'll play a song and when the song is over, then we will bless these meals. We find one that's not going to be too terribly long.
God, I believe. Get out. destruction, and I know it, but I'm so glad, yeah, that he had a change of plans and my future I'm
Fire on my altar, never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. your face, seek your face, oh Lord. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. He said, Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Seek your face, seek your face, oh Lord. Make me a house, make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar make me a house of prayer.
Amen. Amen. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. You created the world and the universe, and everything that lives and breathes, you made it happen with just words. You have no beginning, and you have no ending. I think it's amazing, it's beyond my understanding. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way, I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I wanna do is jump, lift my hand up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptized, get dumped. I'm filled with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpacha, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. Always said, teach me the way, I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't have all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way, I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect,
Hello.